A sleep-healthy workplace requires at least two things. One, it must provide adequate opportunities for rest and rejuvenation, both at work and away from work. And it must also provide conditions that do not unduly promote sleepiness and fatigue while at work. Now, knowing this, would you consider your workplace to be sleep-healthy? You might consider the following. Are employees driven to exhaustion through poor scheduling practices and demands for overtime? Are they deprived of the opportunity for adequate sleep and rest, thus depriving them of their primary means to re-energize? Creating a sleep-healthy workplace will require that you give attention to the following four factors. Providing facilities and services that support a sleep-healthy workplace. Providing education about sleep and sleep disorders for employees and managers. Implementing policies and procedures that support a sleep-healthy workplace. And implementing operational considerations that support a sleep-healthy workplace. In the follow-up episodes, I'll address each factor and provide details and strategies to facilitate implementation so you can create your own sleep-healthy workplace. Or you can simply download the entire document on my website, carolynshure.com. And if you found value in this message, please leave a review or share it so that others can sleep better, feel better, and work better.